Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks can deliver a knockout punch to the playoff hopes of a longtime arch rival tonight as they take on the St. Louis Blues for the second time in three nights. And just like they did in St. Louis on Wednesday night, the Blackhawks, with a win tonight, can really make it difficult for the Blues to get into the playoffs. They've got one more game to go after tonight. We'll see how it all ends up. The drop of the puck ends up along the right wing board. Seabrook chips it ahead up the right wing. Kane in center ice. Tarasenko to the Hawk line, steps across, fires a shot. Big save made by Berube. Petrangelo could not follow up with a shot from the left circle. This ends up in behind the net. Shot from the near side by Edmondson deflects behind the Hawk net. Here now, Edmondson takes it back. Right point moves into the high slot, shoots and scores. And this one redirects in front of Berube, maybe even a couple of times, and found its way into the bottom right corner of the Hawks' net. The Blues lead 1-0 with 1:43 left in the first. Hawks' zone came back to the right point to Petrangelo. He spins the puck off the inboards. It ends up in the right wing corner. Good play by Schmaltz to take it away from Tarasenko and lead the rush to center ice. Sends it to Kane over the Blues line. Right point, back across left circle. Gustafson shoots, he scores! Eric Gustafson with a nifty handoff from Kane rolling into the left circle. Snaps it past Carter Hutton for his fifth goal of the season, and the Hawks have tied it at one with 11:52 left in the third. Here's now Bortuzzo firing from the right point. They score. It's Patrick Berglund again. Bortuzzo fired, and that one was blocked in front of the Hawk net, but the rebound ricocheted over to Berglund, who was standing to the left of the net, and he slapped it in behind Berube. 2-1 St. Louis. Petrangelo back to get the puck. Quick pass up the right wing. Braden Shannon center ice. Scored his career high 27th goal the other night. He put it out in front. Schwartz shoots and scores. Now that was a pass from behind the Hawk net off of Braden Shen's stick to Jaden Schwartz, who was wide open between the circles, and he ripped it past Berube. With 7:20 left in the third, the Blues lead 3-1. Drop of the puck, Berglund wins into the end boards. Pareko, he drives it around. Seabrook, nice play, pinching from the left point to the half force to keep it alive there to Sharp. To Seabrook at the point. Knocked off his stick by Berglund to center ice. Berglund has a pair. He goes for the empty net. He scores! It's a hat trick for Patrick Berglund. And it makes it 4-1 in favor of St. Louis. 1:11 left in the third period. Osterley pulls the rebound to the near boards, and they battle for it there. Dunn from the right point, met in high slot. Soshnikov flips it into the corner. Time winds off the clock, and an enormous win for the St. Louis Blues here tonight, avenging the 4-3 loss down in St. Louis. They beat the Blackhawks here tonight 4-1, outshooting the Hawks 35-20. And so the record now reads for St. Louis 44-31-6. They have 94 points. They jump over Idle Colorado, who they will meet tomorrow night out in Denver, and decide who will get that last spot in the Western Conference playoffs.